Welcome to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where together we're here working to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is a education and consulting firm for real estate investors, both active and passive, probably 90% passive, 10% active. We do everything from single family houses to strip shopping centers, malls, hotels, apartment complexes, self-storage, RV parks, anything that produces cash flow. The idea is that 95% of Americans are failing to retire by age 65. Only 5% do retire at age 65. What do they have in common? A second stream of income. We invest in these properties to produce a second stream of income. This is the business model that, it's the only business model that seems to be working. The concept of saving your way to retirement just is almost all but impossible. To have $10,000 a month in retirement, you got to save up $3 million. Very difficult for the average person to do. So I'm going to do today's show based off of, it's kind of a member request show. Over the last 48 hours, I've gotten multiple emails of people asking me to review certain things. So that's what we're going to do today, is review some major ideas that everyone needs to understand. And a few of these people actually have their spouse listening today expecting me to do this, so I don't want to let them down. It's very hard. You know, I've been at this for 30 years, and it's very hard for you to listen to my show and then go back and explain it to a spouse or significant other effectively. It's just very difficult. There's certain phrases that have to be in there. There's a way you have to say it so that it doesn't offend the other person. Because a lot of what we talk about on this show goes against what the average person has been led to believe. And the problem is they've believed these false things for 40, 50 years. You know, when you talk about older people are set in their ways, yeah, but that's just because they've been thinking the same way for 40 years, 50 years. It's very difficult to change that. And you don't want to just go in there with the "you're stupid, this is the right thing to do" attitude. You have to be very careful how you expose these ideas to people. This is why most people just refer people to the radio show. But many times you've got a spouse or significant other who can't or won't listen to the show, even though it's podcast and you can listen to it anytime on any device. So I'm going to address some of these issues for these people based on the concept that you got to keep an open mind. The most important concept that I want to share is this first one, and it's based off of switching your mindset to look at results and avoiding words like right and wrong. See, right and wrong, and this is Tony Robbins' point, have a tendency, this is Stephen Covey's work, I'm sorry. Stephen Covey from the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. He explains it this way. that when you use the word right, this is the right thing to do, the ego gets involved. Because what's the opposite of right? Wrong. And the ego does not like to be wrong. So if you walk up to a person and say, that's not right, you're begging for trouble because you just riled their ego. What you want to do is go, you know, I tried that. It wasn't effective. See the difference or feel the difference, hear the difference. It's totally different when you just go, that is ineffective. People are much more open to that because when you say that, it means, look, I tried the same thing. It doesn't work. It's ineffective. And so what you do is you use the word effective or ineffective instead of right or wrong. Then there's two more words, success and failure, also very ego-based words. Because everybody's definition of success and failure is different. So you get their ego involved. But if you use the term results, people are more likely to keep an open mind. Simply put, either you're getting the results from your life that you want, or you're not. And the wonderful thing about that, there's really no gray area. You're either getting the results you want, or you're not. You can't say, well, I'm sort of. Well, sort of means you're not. So it keeps the argument or the discussion very simple, very black and white, and keeps free people from hiding behind words like right or success and other ego-based words. So the first thing I want to ask everybody to do is don't use right or wrong. Don't say Steve's right or Steve's wrong. Don't say you're right or you're wrong. It's simply effective or ineffective. Either it works or it doesn't. And what people, older people, 40 plus, need to do is realize that you've had 20 years to do what you thought was right or effective. 20 years. If you're not in the financial position that you want to be in after 20 years of work, then what you're doing is ineffective. Doesn't it feel better than hearing it, oh, you're wrong? You just screwed up the last 20 years. You got to be careful how you deliver this material. We'll talk more after the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thank you so much for listening. This is AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we've started the discussion with some special ways and special words that you want to use when exposing your spouse to these ideas or a good friend or a loved one, somebody you care about that you really want to get this material. And I'm warning you not to use terms like right or wrong or success or failure, but to look at things as either effective or ineffective, and either you're getting the results that you want or you're not. And this helps people because they're almost inarguable points. And right or wrong is always arguable, whereas effective or ineffective pretty much isn't. Very difficult to argue that. It either worked or it didn't. There's no halfway. So my request to you today is to keep an open mind about what we're discussing, even though it goes 180 degrees from normal thought patterns. Let's talk first, answer this first question, which is, can you please tell my wife why we shouldn't pay off our home? Now, this is a funny question because this person just bought a home, owes, I think they did 20% down, so they got an 80% loan. There's no money that they can pull out of that deal to go invest. It's still not a good idea to pay off your home. The first thing that you have to understand is why people want to pay off their home. They want to pay off their home because they have low expectations for life. And they expect to retire with low income. So in their brain, they say, if my home's paid off, I won't have a mortgage payment. That'll be great. That'll help out when I retire with low income. So there's the first reason. The second reason that they want to pay off their home is because they don't know how to make a high rate of return on their money. So when they look at a 4% loan on their home, they go, ooh, that's outrageous. I'm paying 4% interest. That's crazy. And they think that's a bad thing. People, you have to understand that 4% is free money. That's not much more than inflation. That's free money. They are giving you money to go buy a home. You're not paying jack for it. But you think it's a high interest rate because you only make 2% or so on your money. Some of you make around 1%. Most people make around between 1% and 2% rate of return. We're making 20. Let me say that number again. We're making 20%. We just completed a deal, 140% rate of return. So do you see why we don't care about paying 4% interest on our home? If we paid off that home, that would be a thing called dead equity. Dead equity. There would be a massive amount of money sitting there doing nothing but saving you 4% interest when it could be making you 20% interest. Is it starting to gel in your brain? Think about it deeply. Why would you care that you're paying 4% interest when you're making 20% interest on your money? You wouldn't care. But because you're only making 1% or 2%, it seems bad. So let's take a different example. Let's say that someone has a $500,000 home paid in full. They think, wow, I'm saving 4% interest. But if they were to join a platform like Total Wealth Academy and learn how to passively invest and make 20% rate of return, they could refinance their house, pull $400,000 out, go invest $100,000 into a self-storage, $100,000 into a hotel, $100,000 into an apartment, maybe two apartments, there's their $400,000. They make $80,000 a year. 24 of that goes to pay the mortgage. Where does that other $56,000 go? In your pocket. It's profit. So if you've got a home paid in full, $500,000 home paid in full, you're losing $56,000 a year. It's just coming, you're just ripping it right out of your pocket, setting it on fire, and throwing it on the ground and stomping it out. It's just crazy. So no, we never pay off our homes. And this applies to our investment real estate as well. Did you know that you make 3 times the rate of return on a house with a mortgage as you do on a paid in full house? Your rate of return, and you can do the math on this, those of you who have rental property paid in full and you think that's smart, divide the sales price by your cash flow, and you're going to find you're making between 7 and 9% rate of return. Our houses with mortgages are making 19, 20, 22, 23% rate of return, up to 3 times as high. And we can buy, we'll say, 10 houses to every one that you buy, because you're paying them in cash. In other words, if $20,000 is the total out of pocket, I can take $200,000 and go buy 10 rent houses and make $4,000 a month. You take $200,000 and buy one house, you're going to make about maybe $1,000 a month. I'm making $4,000 and have 10 houses paying themselves off. You have one house paid off and you're making $1,000 a month. Again, all paying off your real estate does is slow you down. Now, that doesn't matter for those of you that are going to live forever. If you're going to live to be several hundred years old, there's no problem with paying off your homes and going real, real slow. But unfortunately, I've never met a person like that. For us as human beings, we get about 75 years. We need to go faster. We need to go quickly. See, there is no such thing. People, the poor and the middle class run around going, there's no such thing as get rich quick. There's no such thing as get rich quick. No, there's no such thing as get rich slowly. No such thing. Because your life, what's happening to your life? You're losing it. It's going away. The slower you go, the more you destroy your life. You want to go quickly and effectively towards your goal, as quick as possible. Speed is everything in a human's life because we get such a short time. 75 years is nothing. We're not even going to blip on the screen. So paying off your home, again, is a result of low expectations and the fact, you know, the low expectation is you think you're going to retire with low income, and because you make such a low rate of return on your money, you think 4% interest is high. Those are the two reasons. Both of those reasons are ineffective and they destroy your life. I've seen people literally join a real estate investor group, go refinance their house and retire themselves in 6 months. Think about this. They've had that house paid for 10 years. They could have retired 10 years ago. But because they had that poor and middle class belief, pay off your home, they lost 10 years of their life. So not only does it slow you down, it reduces your rate of return on your money dramatically, and it destroys your life. All right, we'll come back with the concept of, they want me to explain why the IRAs don't save you taxes, why 401ks don't save you taxes unless you fail financially. We'll talk about that when we come back from the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Catastrophes happen in the U.S. and around the world on a regular basis, causing tremendous financial difficulty for those unprepared. However, some people are prepared. These are the people with a second stream of income. This month, we are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. For reservations, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're kind of doing a member request show where I had members request that I review this material so that their spouse or significant other could hear it. And the next one, I believe this guy's wife is a financial planner, and she doesn't like this particular point, at least not the way he expressed it to her. So if you're listening, again, please keep an open mind. It's not about right or wrong. It's about effective or ineffective. And the IRAs and the 401ks are ineffective for successful people. The example I'll give you is, let's say that you make $100,000 a year, and somehow, I don't know how you do this, but somehow you save up $1 million and you retire. You're 65. Your dad died at 75. Your grandfather died at 75. Your great-grandfather died at 75. Everybody in your family dies at 75. Just click, it's done. So you have 10 years. You decide to take $100,000 out of your IRA every year. What tax bracket are you in? The same tax bracket you were in when you were working. Same exact one. You saved no taxes whatsoever by putting your money in the IRA or 401k. But you lost control of that money for how many years? 10 years? 15 years? 20 years? Because most of you don't even know about a thing called a self-directed IRA or 401k. You didn't know that you could have taken your IRA and 401k and bought real estate with it. But because you didn't know, you let the IRA sit till you were 65, you start pulling money out of it, and boom, you're in the same tax bracket you were in when you were working. It saves you no money. How does it save you money? Let's say that you retire and you have the average savings that a 65-year-old has. That is $170,000. You decide you're going to live for 10 years, so you take $17,000 out a year. You're in a low tax bracket. but you're broke. Yeah, it saves you taxes if you fail financially. Sorry to use the word fail, but that's the situation. The IRA and 401k only save you taxes if you fail financially. Now, how many of you have the goal of retiring with low income? That's your goal. You wake up every morning and go, whew, stand in front of the mirror and you go, I'm going to retire with low income. You don't do that, do you? You want to retire with what? High income. That means you're going to be in a high tax bracket. So the IRA, again, do not save you anything. And you lost control of it. The 401k is the worst. Those companies make you put it in their choices. They say, yes, you have a choice. A, B, C, or D. I got news for you. That's not a choice. A, B, C, or D. They picked all four of them. That's what's called an alternate choice close in sales. Those of you that like Austin Powers, here's an alternate choice close that's very famous. Should we shag now or shag later? Both answers are yes. Alternate choice close. You close the sale by giving two choices where you win. Your company is doing that to you when they say, oh, you have a choice. You can do A, B, C, or D with it. This mutual fund, that mutual fund, this mutual fund, that mutual fund. You got four choices of funds. All four answers win for the company. Why would you do that? Because you don't know how to quadro. Quadro means give your 401k to your spouse, then self-direct it into real estate and get it out of your company's control. But how many of you knew that there was such a thing as a quadro? Very few of you. So financial planners who tell you to put money in IRAs and 401ks have very low expectations for you. Here's what they're saying. You know, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, you're not very good with money. You don't have a lot of money. You're never going to have a lot of money. So put your money in an IRA and 401k because you're going to retire broke and be in a low tax bracket when you retire. Now, I said it in a nice way, but how many of you hate me for saying that? Hopefully every one of you. That was an awful thing to say. But that's what your financial planner is saying when they tell you to put your money in an IRA or 401k. You're not good with money. You're probably going to retire broke. You don't have a lot of money. You're never going to have a lot of money. Yeah, let's use an IRA or 401k. Totally ineffective. Totally ineffective. Okay, the next question, I better address this one because this one's bugging me. This is not one of the questions I was going to answer. This is a question from one of my members, Donna. And this is unbelievably ridiculous. A wholesaler has sent her a deal with a title exception. There's a missing person on the title work. New owner will have to hold for 2 years prior to removal of the missing owner. Property will be insured by the title company with an exception for this person. Let me tell you what that means. It means if that person shows up within 2 years, they can claim the property. Is it a high risk? No, it's probably a moderate risk. The person's probably not going to show up. But if they do, you're financially harmed. That deal is no longer any good. Members, students at Total Wealth Academy, you want a clear title on every deal you do. None of this, oh, if this person comes back, but it's only 2 years, don't worry about it, they probably won't come back. None of that crap. Do not buy a property with an exception on the title. There are exceptions to that rule, but you want a clear title 99.999% of the time. So I've already emailed Donna. She may be listening, but I'm just shocked that this wholesaler even sent this thing out. It's not a deal. It's a deal for someone that has 100 homes and doesn't care if they lose one of them 2 years from now. If you were a multi-millionaire, take the risk. They're probably not going to show up. But if you're just starting out and you only have, say, 0 to 20 houses, this is not a deal. Not a deal. And don't ever close a deal without title insurance. Ever. These people that take that risk, let them do it. I've been at this for 30 years. I've never closed a deal without title insurance. There's no reason to, unless you got horrible credit, no money, you're trading pickup trucks for down payments, you know, just that type of BS that you see on late night TV. If you're a real investor, you want title insurance on every deal that you do. What is title insurance? It means that that title is yours. And if somebody comes up and goes, no, I have a, you know, after you close the deal, got your renter in there, owned it for 2 years, and then some clown comes back and says, no, I have a lien against that property for $30,000, the title insurance pays that $30,000 because they missed it. You don't pay the $30,000 and you get to keep the house. So do not close any deals, please, without title insurance. Okay. All right. Let's go to our next request. Okay. This is from a plumber. I can't tell if this is a, I think the wife owns the plumbing company. She wants to know the difference between owning a business and being self-employed. And we'll talk about that when we come back from the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Remember, you can always find us online at GetTotalWealth.com. I'm teaching a class tonight. If you'd like to meet me, go check out our free sample class at GetTotalWealth.com. You can reserve a seat there, and I'll see you tonight. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll talk more after the break.
Do you dream of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with the family? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? Would you like to travel more? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and I'm doing member questions and listener requests. It appears this person is a member, and I think it is. The wife owns a plumbing business, and she wants to understand the difference between a business and self-employment. Well, let me give you an example of a business. Let's say a person comes in and they join Total Wealth Academy and they have $100,000 in an IRA or a 401k. They then go invest in a self-storage or an apartment complex. That is owning a business. Why? Because somebody else does everything. They're called the sponsor or the syndicator. The syndicator, we'll call him Robert, locates the deal, negotiates the deal, closes the deal, signs for the mortgage, manages the deal, sends out checks every quarter, refinances the deal. They do everything. The passive investor does nothing, but they get a check at the end of the year for 20 grand. If they go to Europe for a year, they get a check for 20 grand. In other words, it's income that comes in whether you're there or not. The simple definition comes from Michael Gerber, the E-Myth, the entrepreneurial myth. That's a book, the E-Myth. To determine whether or not you own a business, you have to be able to disappear for a year and make the same amount of money as if you were there. Your wife, with her plumbing business, I would suggest if she went on vacation for a year, she would lose money. She wouldn't make as much money as if she's there. That is self-employment. Is there anything wrong with being self-employed? Absolutely not. It is a wonderful, I love it. It is the greatest thing in the world. Do what you want, when you want, where you want, with whom you want. It's amazing. But I understand that Total Wealth Academy is self-employment for me. But apartment complexes, self-storage, hotels, that's all passive income. That's a business. When I had those 11 apartment complexes, I never even saw 6 or 7 of them. Never even saw them. Don't even know where they were. All I knew is they were somewhere in Greater Houston. I didn't have a key to the front gate. I didn't have a key to the office. I didn't know the code to get in the front gate. Like I said, I didn't even see it. But I got my checks, whether I was there or not. This is why passive investing is so powerful for people. Let's take this plumber. She enjoys running that business. It brings her happiness. It brings her satisfaction, joy, because I'm telling you, I've wanted to hug plumbers before when they solved a problem. So I'm sure she gets all kinds of accolades and thank yous from the people that she does services. It's a very rewarding career. That may be what she wants to do with her time. But sooner or later, what happens? You can't work anymore. We get old. Sucks, but it happens. What income would she have? Is that plumbing business going to go out of business if she's gone? In most cases, that is what's going to happen. Then what? But if your wife were to buy into 10 passive deals, what would that be? She'd have 100 grand a year coming in. No, 10 times 2, 200 grand a year. Yeah, she'd have 200 grand a year coming in for the rest of her life, whether she works or not. And she can still continue to run her plumbing business because the passive investing takes zero of her time. And then when she does reach a point where she either doesn't want to do the plumbing work anymore or she's too old to do it, she can just quit. And she still has the 200 grand coming in. So let me go over it one more time. This is, if you're listening, Mike's wife, because I don't see a last name here. Mike's wife, if you disappeared for a year, you and your husband take off to Hawaii, Asia, Africa, Europe, you tour the world for a year, would you make more or less money at your plumbing business? If you answer that you would make less money at your plumbing business, that's self-employment, not a business. A business runs whether you're there or not. If your name is on the, what's it called, where they put the CEO, the, I can't even think of the name of it, but it's that list that lists all the employees, who they are, what their title is, and so on. If you're on that, you're self-employed, because the owners are not on that list. The owners are sitting on their butt in Hawaii sipping Mai Tais. So there's the difference between owning a business and being self-employed. The last one is a really, this is one of the poor and middle class beliefs that is devastating because it consumes your life. It's the buy low, sell high concept. This is totally wrong. That's not even investing. That's what's called speculation. You're buying low to sell high. You're buying something at full price and hoping it goes up in value, waiting for it to go up in value. But for it to go up in value, what is passing? Time. In other words, speculation eats away at your life. Eats away. Whereas if you'll switch from buy low to sell high to buy for cash flow, that cash flow comes in every month, every year, every quarter, whatever you've set it up for, from the beginning. Generally, it takes about a year to start cash flowing, except on single family, it can generally start cash flowing in a month. But we're talking about commercial deals, passive investing. Most of these value play deals, it takes about a year before it really starts cash flowing. But that cash flow comes in every month, every quarter, every year, however you set it up. And guess what we get by default? Appreciation. Appreciation. We get the same benefits of buy low and sell high, except that we got cash flow the whole time. So buying low to sell high is a very get rich slow, which I warned you at the beginning of the show, there's no such thing. It's a very get rich slow over long periods of time. It's a bunch of garbage. I mean, if you knew how many people sit in my office, I want to be very careful how I say this, and tell me stories of how they made $1 million over a 40-year period, and they made $1 million in a year with us, it's almost like they want to tear up. Took them 40 years to make their first million, 1 year to make their second million. What if they had just started doing the right thing 40 years ago? They'd have $40 million. And I'm not picking on any one person. It's multiple people who have admitted, you know, I wasted my life blood, because I thought you had to get rich slowly. No. Is get rich quick. Get rich quick, as quickly as possible. So do not buy low to sell high. Buy for cash flow. Appreciation is the icing on the cake. The cake has to be cash flow. Please, members, non-members, anybody listening to this, don't buy any property that doesn't produce positive cash flow for you and your family. All right, this has been the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thank you so much for listening and have a great rest of your day.
Been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.